strategies. Three characteristics of big data. There are three characteristics of big data, which makes it different from the usual data processing: velocity, volume, and variety. Velocity. The speed at which data moves through the system is the first characteristic that makes big data different from the usual data processing. Information regularly flows into the system from several sources, and is usually expected to be processed in real time to obtain business insights and guide the business in making important decisions. The focus on immediate mechanism has equipped many businesses to look away from a wave-focused strategy and move to instant streaming mechanism. In using big data, a business should continuously add, manage, process, and analyze information so the organization can keep up with the flow of new data and to discover valuable information right on the onset when the data is highly relevant for the business. Volume. The immensity of the data processed could help in defining big data systems. These data sets could be orders of volume bigger than conventional data sets that demand more thought at every phase of the processing and data storage. And because working with big data may exceed the capacities of one computer, this can become a challenge for pooling, allocating, and coordinating resources from a network of computers. It is becoming more important for businesses to break data tasks into manageable pieces. Variety. Problems with big data are usually unique because of the broad range of both the sources that the business should process without compromising quality. Data could be extracted from internal data mechanisms such as server logs and apps, from social media accounts of the business, from sensors embedded into the physical device, as well as from other providers. One of the primary goals of using big data for business is to manage potentially beneficial data regardless of the source, by capturing, then integrating, all information into one system. Big data is a big deal for business. The rise of big data could lead to new business management concepts. During the early days of professional business management, executives discovered that the minimum efficiency scale was an important factor to define competitiveness. Similarly, future competitive advantages are more likely to be developed by businesses that could not only gather better and more data, but can also use the captured information at scale. By contemplating on these issues, as well as areas of concerns below, business executives will be able to determine how big data can help their businesses move forward, including the scope and speed of the change that is now crucial to success. Areas of concern in using big data for business. Transparency. As information becomes more easily available across different industries and sectors, it could pose a threat to businesses that relied on proprietary information as a competitive asset. For instance, the real estate business relies on information like exclusive access to buyer profiles. Data acquisition, in this case, needs considerable effort and expense. However, in the present day, web-based real estate specialists begun to ignore the need for agents, which allows buyers and sellers to exchange viewpoints on the real estate value and building easily accessible data. Another area of change is setting up of some companies of easily accessible satellite images, which when processed and assessed, could contain clues about the physical facilities of their competitors. This visual data could provide insights about expansion plans, or even restrictions such as shipping routes, the capacity of the facility, and other valuable business insights. But the biggest challenge is the fact that the huge volume of information businesses have captured is often hidden in organizational silos, such as communications, manufacturing, engineering, or R&D. And this impedes immediate evaluation of data to guide the business. Hoarding of data within the business could also be a critical concern. For example, numerous financial firms lose a lot of money because they do not share data among various lines of business, like money management, financial markets, and loans. Usually, this impedes these businesses from building a singular view of the market or gaining deeper insights about a customer. Some manufacturing companies are trying to break these silos by integrating data from several systems, encouraging collaboration among divided units, and even soliciting feedback from their customers, vendors, and other stakeholders for developing new products and services. In large manufacturing businesses, like those in car production,